This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of John M. Mosley. Date of birth, October the 31st, 1966. Case ID number is 7267580. Date of exam, March the 28th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire and total rehab note dated 12/12/2022. Valley Regional Medical Center note dated 11/2/2022. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of traumatic brain injury / cluster headache / depression, comma, heart condition, comma, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, hypertension, comma, rotator cuff tear bilaterally of both shoulders, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2023, where he worked as a real estate developer for affordable housing for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is working. He has never been on disability in the past. Allegations number one, traumatic brain injury / cluster headache / depression. Number two, heart condition. Number three, diabetes mellitus with neuropathy. Number four, hypertension. Number five, bilateral rotator cuff tears of both shoulders. And number six, hypercholesterolemia. History of allegations. Number one, traumatic brain injury / cluster headache / depression. The claimant states that in 2014, he started to develop cluster headaches, depression, and a change in mental status. He states he did not have traumatic brain injury. He was never injured on his brain, but he did have cerebral blood insufficiency. Secondary to a decreased blood flow to his brain. He states that he was told that they were small little strokes, possibly transischemic attack type of injuries. He also suffers from cluster headaches and depression. The claimant states that he suffers from mild sadness and sometimes difficulty sleeping with increased appetite. His concentration and motivation are decreased secondary to losing a job that he worked at for 30 years. He does occasionally get angry because he doesn't have a job. The claimant does bathe every day, and he cleans his dentures every day. He does not have teeth at this time. He was very cooperative, pleasant, and appeared to be very intelligent. His mental status and general appearance were normal. He was well-kept and wearing casual attire. His behavior was cooperative, and he had a good eye contact with me, and was very explanatory about his condition. The claimant was alert and oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. His attention and concentration were good. His mannerisms and his movements were normal. His speech rate, clarity, and speech tone were within normal limits, and he was very articulate. His memory was intact, and his thought process appeared to be normal. He denies any hallucinations. and has never had any suicidal thoughts or attempts in the past, except when he was a teenager, which has resolved. He does have decreased memory and has difficulty doing ordinary tasks. He did a lot of financial and mathematics at his job and noticed that he was having difficulty in doing that. The claimant does have phases where he's manic and never was treated because he states it actually helped him to work, but appears to be somewhat frustrated at this time. He does state that he suffers from cluster headaches and has been on sumatriptan, which does resolve the headaches. However, the claimant's blood pressure at this time was 169 over 114 mmHg, which may be contributing to his headaches, and he is presently on no medications for that condition. He denies any substance abuse and is on no medication for his depression or cluster headaches, and is not working at this time. His condition appears to be stable and just might be a situational depression that he's going through secondary to job loss. Number two, heart condition. The claimant states that in November of 2021, he started to develop difficulty with cognitive function. He presented to Valley Regional Hospital and was noted to be having small trans ischemic attacks. He was diagnosed with coronary artery disease of the left descending coronary artery, and a stent was placed secondary to obstruction of that artery. He denies any chest pain or any kind of radiation to pain to any other part of his body. His main complaint was difficulty with cognitive function, which has gotten better since he has had the stents placed. He states resting does relieve the any kind of problems that he has with his high blood pressure. Food has no impact on his condition. The claimant is presently not taking nitroglycerin tablets or antacids at this time. His symptoms include occasional palpitations and dizziness. He denies any shortness of breath, diaphoresis, nausea, or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive history of heart disease, smoking, and high cholesterol. As noted earlier, he does have a history of occasional gastritis consisting of gastroesophageal reflux disease. He denies any peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. He denies any shortness of breath, pedal edema, but does sleep occasionally with two pillows at night. He was diagnosed with a coronary artery disease of the left descending coronary artery with the placement of one stent. He also had a stent placed in the left common iliac artery, secondary to atherosclerosis and blockage, which has helped him with his circulation in his left leg. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. The claimant states that in 2021, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 60 pounds. He denies any retinopathy, nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy of his feet and hands and cardiovascular disease, as well as atherosclerosis of his left common iliac artery. He checks, He does not check his blood glucose at this time. He says the last time he did check his blood glucose, it was 215. He is presently not taking any medications and does not know what his last hemoglobin A1C was. He has not been on medications for approximately 8 months, secondary to lack of funds. He was on metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Ozempic, 0.25 milligrams QE. His condition at this time appears to be not stable and out of control, secondary to not taking any medications. Allegation number four, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2008 he was diagnosed with hypertension and was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, right head headaches, with blurred vision. He denies any in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, but has had multiple small transischemic attacks causing him to have some decrease in cognitive function, which has gotten better with his stents. He denies any nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 169 over 114 mmHg. He was supposed to be taking metoprolol 16-nic, 25 milligrams BID. However, because of lack of funds, he is presently not taking anything. His blood pressure does not appear to be well controlled, secondary to noncompliance. Allegation number five, bilateral shoulder pain with rotator cuff tear of both shoulders. The claimant states that the claimant was diagnosed with rotator cuff tear of both shoulders, the first one being the left side in 2020 and the right side being in 2022. The claimant was given steroid injections into the left shoulder area, but not into the right shoulder. No surgeries were performed, and it was confirmed with MRIs. The claimant suffers from bilateral shoulder impingement syndrome. He does have full range of motion of his shoulder and states that he has had bilateral frozen shoulders in the past, which was diagnosed as adhesive capsulitis of the both shoulder joints. His symptoms have resolved, and he does have full range of motion of both shoulders at this time. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels every day, although the pain is mild. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 2 hours, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He did not present with a cane, but does have a cane at home that he occasionally uses. He is presently on ibuprofen and Tylenol as needed for pain that he rarely takes. He states the only physical activity he does is walking around the house. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking around the house as noted earlier. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number six, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2021, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. The claimant was on atorvastatin 10 milligrams QD, but is not taking this at this time, secondary to lack of funds. He was also placed on Brilinta, 90 milligrams BID, secondary to atherosclerosis and coronary artery disease, which he also is not taking at this time. The claimant does not recall what his last cholesterol level was and has had peripheral vascular disease and multiple small transischemic attacks. His condition is stable and has been treated. Family history. His father is 82 and suffers from coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, multiple cerebral vascular accidents, and he is also a heavy smoker. His mother is 84 and has diabetes mellitus, congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, and foot drop as well. Medications, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, Brilinta, 90 milligrams BID, atorvastatin, 10 milligrams QD, metoprolol, succinic, 25 milligrams BID, celostazole, 100 milligrams BID, testosterone, cypionate, 200 milligrams per milliliter, 1 cc every 2 weeks, Ozempic, 0.25 milligrams q week, sumatriptan, 25 milligrams, PRN is needed for severe headaches, aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. Medical problems. History of left common iliac artery atherosclerosis with stent placement. Post-dilatation and stent placement of the left descending artery. The first stent was placed in 2021 in the heart, and the second was placed on November 2022 in the left common iliac artery. The claimant also suffers from atherosclerosis, coronary artery disease, diabetes mellitus type 2, hypertension, erectile dysfunction, hypercholesterolemia, cluster headaches, depression, bilateral adhesive capsulitis of both shoulders with impingement syndrome, Major surgeries. The first stent was placed in November of 2021, the second in the left upper leg of the left common iliac artery in November of 2022. The claimant also has a chronic history of epididymitis. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 2 to 3 packs per day for 20 years. Alcohol. The claimant states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana in college approximately 30 years ago. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis or HIV, but has had a sexually transmitted disease of chlamydia. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.5. Fahrenheit, weight 186 pounds, height 5 feet 10 inches, BP 169 over 114 mmHg, heart rate 75 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation was 98%, BMI is 27. General, this is a 57-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head, no scleroderma was noted, or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No aural, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have dentures that he uses. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/20. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence on the first page, reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes of the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The last sentence. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you drop down to neurological? Grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 are grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical in biceps, brachioradialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the right shoulder, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for atherosclerosis and coronary artery disease, which has been corrected with stents. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. At +5/5, his ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease with atherosclerosis and coronary artery disease, and cluster headaches. At the present time, the claimant is not well controlled, secondary to noncompliance and not taking his medications. Probable diagnosis is number one. Cerebral blood insufficiency, secondary to history of multiple transischemic attacks / cluster headaches / depression, and mild decrease in cognitive function. The claimant has improved with the lowering of his blood pressure and with a stent placement in his heart. However, the claimant's blood pressure is high again, and he's not taking his medication. and appears to be poorly controlled. Allegation number two, heart condition secondary to coronary artery disease with the placement of a stent with good results. He appears to be stable at this time. Number three, diabetes mellitus type 2 with diabetic polyneuropathy, not being treated at this time, appears to be poorly controlled. However, I do not know what his last hemoglobin A1C was, and he has not been evaluated for over 8 months. Number four, hypertension, not being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 169 over 114 mmHg, which appears to be poorly controlled. Number five, rotator cuff tear versus adhesive capsulitis of both shoulders. Has been treated with physical therapy. The claimant does, and steroid injections. He does have full range of motion of both shoulders and appears to be doing very well. Allegation number six, hypercholesterolemia, was treated with atorvastatin. However, the claimant is not taking his medications and more likely than not has high levels. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of John M. Mosley.